David, just your reaction to not being out there today in game two, to not be in the lineup to start.
Normal. I'm good. You know, whatever's the best for the team, like, I'm part of this. So I'm sure I'm going to be there as soon as possible, as soon as they need me. So I'm just going to be prepared and be ready since the first inning. And I'm going to just want to be here for the team, and I'm going to be ready for any situation.
Zach, again. David, has Torrey said anything to you just about not facing lefties as much this season? Is that something that you guys have talked about at all?
We talk a lot with Torrey. Him and I, we're talking about everything. So, I mean, it's going to be a situation that he's going to give me a break, and I'm going to be facing lefty. So it's up to him. Like, you know, he's the manager. He made the best decision for the team. So, like, I always tell him, hey, I'm going to be ready whenever you need me.
Does it help, do you think, to have seen LeCastro yesterday? I mean, Torrey pulled the trigger on that at bat in the fifth innings, played the rest of the game. Just because you're not starting, you could still play a lot tonight, right?
Exactly. You just said it, man. Like, I have to be ready. Look at what happened yesterday. All these guys that were coming in, a pinch hit, they did the job. Like you said, LeCastro came and get a big homer for us. And that was early in the game. So, I mean, it's not like it doesn't mean because I'm not starting. It's just like, oh, no, I have to be ready because you never know when I'm going to get the opportunity to do something for a team. So,
Do you think is it easier to kind of look around and see what, like, the way the Dodgers have used all of their position players? I think the Rays did it last year, too. Just to kind of see that around the game, it's a lot of guys that are kind of jumping into these kinds of roles and having to, you know, maybe not play every single day, but you can still impact the game.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know what they're doing because I don't really care about what they're doing. We are just care about what we're doing in our way. So I think the best way, the manner thing is going to be we're all together in this thing, and I like the way this is going.
Steve Miller.
David, what did you think of the offense yesterday? You guys put together, you know, four home runs, one inning, had the six run inning. It seemed like you guys' approach as a whole yesterday was really good, better than maybe at times last year.
Hey, I think, like you said, it was pretty good. We never give up. We were fighting every at bat, and we just got the opportunity to do damage. And I think everything started with Escobar when he hustled and make, like, Tatis, you know, did throw the bat, make the bat throw, and that's the opportunity that we needed, and we start scoring after that. So it's just a small detail that we're going to do the way we play the game hard that's going to give us the chance to do what we did yesterday. The game didn't end the other way we wanted, but I think that was a great game. That was a great game. We came all the way back. We just fell a little bit short, but today it's going to be a different story.
Nick Coro.
David, Torrey talked about in spring training having you lead off against lefties just to get more at-bats against them. I'm just wondering, what kind of things are you working on against lefties? I know it's always been a challenge for you, and there have been some years a little better than others, but what strides do you think you still have to make against lefties that maybe you do better against righties?
You know, it's tough. I'm not gonna lie. Lefty is always a tough matchup for lefty. You know, if you can ask any lefty position player facing another lefty, it's not easy. We just have to keep working and keep facing it and to get comfortable bats and everything. So I think I'm just, you know, when I get my opportunity, I'm gonna do my job. I don't have to put too much pressure on myself. It's gonna happen. I just have to, you know, just wait for an opportunity. When I get my opportunity, I'm gonna do my best.
Thanks, David.
Hold on one second, guys.
Casey taking a picture of you, or what's going on?
I'm a picture.
Emmanuel, you want to ask a question, David?
Yes, David, preguntarte cómo fue ayer jugar partido con público. Sabemos que obviamente jugaron en el sprint training con gente, pero ya un partido de temporada regular de regreso con público y las expectativas que tienes para jugar la próxima semana con público en Arizona con mucha más gente de la que está entrando ahí en San Diego.
Mira, de verdad que fue una emoción. Mira, y eso que estábamos jugando, comenzamos afuera, que no es el stand de nosotros allá en Arizona, pero para mí fue algo muy diferente escuchar a los fanáticos. Y sin mentirte, escuchar a los fanáticos que estaban siempre echándome bromas allá en el field, diciéndome cosas y eso. De verdad que extrañaba todas esas cosas, la atmósfera de ese ambiente, la adrenalina durante el juego. Yo creo que eso es lo que nosotros extrañamos el año pasado. Y de verdad que estamos muy emocionados e impacientes por llegar al Opening Day allá de nosotros allá en Arizona.
Oye, las expectativas que tienen, me imagino que no has contestado mucho esto, pero que nos hables un poquito de esas expectativas que tienen en una división donde están los dos favoritos a ganar la Serie Mundial. ¿Cómo es? Me imagino que debe ser difícil una temporada sabiéndote en esa aparente desventaja, ¿no? Sabemos que son 162 juegos y el que gane más va a estar en playoff.
Mira, no hay que mentir, son unos equipos muy fuertes, estamos en una división muy fuerte, pero nosotros estamos concentrados en nuestro equipo, lo que podemos hacer. Nosotros tenemos mucha confianza en lo que podemos hacer. Yo confío mucho en mis compañeros también, de que vamos a hacer nuestro trabajo, y de verdad no nos importa lo que digan la otra gente, los ruidos que hacen por ahí afuera. Nosotros vamos a concentrarnos juego por juego, como lo hicimos ayer. Hoy es un nuevo día y vamos a buscar ganar. Las expectativas de nosotros es ganar la división también y llegar a la Serie Mundial.
Muchas gracias, thank you.
You understand that, Steve?
Yeah, I got that. I got the whole thing. That was good. Thanks for the shout out in the middle of it.